WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where Long Island's suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Huerman, is scheduled to appear in court today. Correspondent Errol Barnett reports.
According to Suffolk County Sheriff's Office, Huerman is on suicide watch and has been ever since he was placed in jail. And his wife of two decades has now filed for divorce. They have two adult children. She is asking for privacy, both for the family and for their neighbors. Now, CBS News has reached out to Huerman's attorney for any information, but we have not yet heard back.
Investigators use DNA and burner phones to link Huerman to the murders of three women. They say he's the prime suspect in a fourth killing. Fill her up today and you may get a case of sticker shock. Gas prices are rising pretty quickly. The national average, $3.78 for a gallon of regular. Oil analyst Tom Closa.
They've gone up about a quarter from where they were, let's say, to start the summer or so. And, you know, we've reached new highs. It's a little bit unusual to get a high this late in the summer. Usually it gets all dressed up with no place to go.
He blames the extreme hot weather for triggering issues at refineries. California's biggest wildfire of the year is burning through tens of thousands of acres of delicate Joshua tree forests along the Nevada desert, and it is 0% contained. Lisa Calderwood lives nearby.
It's scary. Fire takes over and you can't control it, especially when it's high winds. So people's lives are, you know, it's the people fighting the fires. It's a hazard. Fire and wind is not mixed.
Fire officials blame the flames, first spotted last Friday, on a rapid growth of underbrush from the winter's record rains. U.S. women are still in it at the World Cup, but it was close today. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
The Americans needed just a draw to advance to the knockout round, and that's what they got.
Another go at it. Morgan looking, shooting.
Alex Morgan's scoring chance late in the game failed. Then, in the 90th minute, Portugal nearly scored on Fox Sports.
Headed forward, look out there! A break, a shot at the post!
Inches from disaster, it ended scoreless, enough for the U.S. to move on.
Log on to Overstock.com this morning, and the site will roll right over into Bed Bath & Beyond. As of today, Overstock has swapped out its name for the now-defunct Housewares chain. For the next few months, you can log on to either and get the Bed Bath logo. Overstock's acquired its intellectual property for $21.5 million after the company filed for bankruptcy. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Waukesha County, a judge dismissed a lawsuit brought by State Representative Janelle Branchon against Wisconsin's Elections Commission concerning three military ballots sent to her house. The judge said the Elections Commission does need to clarify military ballot handling. Further details about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit are still being sought. She's scheduled to make two stops in Milwaukee and one stop in Pleasant Prairie Thursday, as part of her appearances related to broadband funding efforts. The specific locations and roads affected by the motorcade have not been released yet. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 tornado in Jefferson County as part of the storms Friday night. The tornado touched down near Upper Spring Lake east of Palmyra at around 10:30. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, as I was preparing for the show this morning, I ran into this article in Newsweek, and I was riveted by it, and I just could not stop reading it. And I really wanted to share it with you. And I don't normally, you know, read an article on the air of any length because it's just not good radio. But this story, it's not about good radio. This story is about probably, you know, millions of people. When you hear people say student loan forgiveness, and it's easy to say, well, nobody forgave mine, and so therefore nobody should have student loan forgiveness. And to his credit, the president is trying to find a way to take that anvil off the necks of many Americans who didn't think that they would ever get to a point in their lives when all they wanted to do was get an education and attempt to live a better life. But our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, including those of you who say, you know, they shouldn't get any relief. In the early 1990s, I went to college like many of my peers did. I picked an inexpensive public university. And as the first in my low-income family to go to college, I received scholarships and grants and took out loans to pay for it. I planned on going to school for 4 years, earned my degree, and then joined the law enforcement community as a federal marshal. Those dreams, however, became derailed first by my father's untimely illness and subsequent death, and later by an attack on the United States. I'd always worked back before work permits were a thing for kids. When my father passed away in 1996, I couldn't immediately return to school because there was no money coming in to support my family outside of my mom's small income. I figured the best way for me to get back to school was to double down. I worked two jobs before I took a position as a resident advisor, which was compensated with free room and board so I could return to school without the burden of those charges. I managed to return to school for 2 years before having to leave again to help my mom with finances and my younger siblings. I tried taking classes at local schools that were close to home in the Chicago suburbs or one of my two jobs, but they were private schools and more expensive, which meant I had to take out more private loans while I was put into deferment for my existing loans. Topping the scales at $50,000, I went to EMT and paramedic school to help pay the bills a bit more, and finally jumped in feet first to finish my last year of college at the public school. I started at it in 2001, 8 years after I had first joined. I was working three jobs at the time, including a part-time job 80 miles away at a fire department to pay the bills, making roughly $10 an hour when 9/11 attacks happened. It was a beautiful summer day. I'll never forget hearing about the attacks from my neighbor. I couldn't afford cable at the time. Lady had a college degree. She's making $10 an hour. Hey! And had accrued all of this, debt. What was she trying to do? Improve her lot in life?
Yeah, I mean, I think $10.
This is in 2001.
Yeah, in 2001. I think that's probably comparable to what a lot of people are getting paid with college degrees now.
That's about, I think you're, and maybe even that was more back then than what they're getting paid now. 2001 was 22 years ago. But what I didn't expect was my internship at the U.S. Marshal's office to get canceled, as well as my backup internship with the Secret Service. All federal internships were canceled due to national security. While I walked on graduation day, it was without an internship, with the knowledge that hiring requirements had changed, and now I didn't meet them. I didn't have a job offer waiting for me, and financial servitude would continue to be an anchor around my neck. So while I got that very expensive piece of paper, its meaning and value was all lost, but lost to me. And let me, after I had graduated, repayment was automatically triggered, something I wasn't aware of. I was paying $700 a month for my private loans and $380 for my federal loan. This is in 2001. Man, I was working three jobs as a firefighter, a paramedic, and for a private ambulance service. I worked 48-plus hours a week and brought home about $22,000 a year before taxes, insurance, and health care. Can you imagine? You're making it, and this is, again, with the degrees that she had in 2001, $22,000 a year, yet she was paying $1,080 a month for student loans. I had a cheap used Chevy to take me back and forth to work, but no money to pay for much else. After years of working harder and harder and not getting ahead, I decided to go to nursing school, where I got waitlisted at the community college for several years. I eventually bit the bullet and took out even more private loans to go to school that wouldn't waitlist me. Now, let me ask you guys, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, you have any sympathy for this woman at all? She certainly was doing everything she possibly could to better herself, to make a living. Three different colleges, clearly, three different career paths to try and put herself in a position that she could live the American dream. Now, I know many of you will say, well, why does she keep going to college? You know, I don't know, other than in her mind, the only way she could get out of where she was to better herself in a career path. Did she have the money to go? No. But the way things work, Calvin, your thoughts, you know, after she had gone to these other career paths and to finally go to one that, you know, nursing clearly is certainly pays well. Would you blame her for doing that?
No, certainly not. Especially with her background of being an EMT, you would think that that's a necessary job, that emergency services are critical. You would think that that would have been a job that someone could make a career out of.
But people will say she did these other two things. She piled on this debt. And all she kept doing was pouring fuel on the fire.
And I mean, that's maybe a fair point, but you have to do something to get yourself out of a situation. You can't, if she has the debt, she has, working a low paying job's not going to get her out of it. So she needs to use a pathway to get to a higher paying job. And then in that case, it happened. It required her to get more debt, which I think is
the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue a little bit more on this story. It's a fascinating story, but there are many Americans who may not have as complex a story, but they're kind of sitting in the same situation, Calvin, on mounds and mounds of college debt. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 84. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 64. High temperatures reach up to 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
That's very good. I want all y'all to walk on over to the bridge with me. Because I'm going to take you to the water and make you drink.
Party, baby.
Because the funk show will make
it stay. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about a story of a poor woman who started going to college in 1996. She was the first one to go to college in a family. And, you know, the father died, the breadwinner died, and in the middle of her going to college, she certainly didn't have the financial resources, but she hung in there and she wound up getting a degree. And like many young people who get degrees, you know, the degrees are worthless. Like, let's just be honest. In many universities, they're offering degrees that they know, you know, aren't going to be able, the people who get those degrees, it's not worth the paper it's written on. And why do they keep offering those kinds of degrees? Well, to make money. And because why else would some of the degrees that they offer in universities that people know are worthless, the universities know they're worthless, not the people who pursue them. And so, you know, people get stuck. Well, you know, it's buyer beware again, right? Read the small print. It's why I'm so against that. But anyway, telling this story, let me move on. This lady finished her degree in 4 years. Her degree and emergency room nurse. So for the past 12 years, that's what she's been. I don't have an issue with paying back the money I borrowed, but the interest is killing me and those like me. While the existence of public servant forgiveness, as well as the numerous hoops to jump through, have been a very well-kept secret, I still struggle on in my battle to overcome student loan debt. Last year, I finished paying back $125,000 in private loans and also paid on my remaining federal loans all through the pandemic. Yet even now, I still owe more than I borrowed. I've got $72,000 anvil around my neck that threatens to drown me every chance of financial stability for me and my family. My initial federal loans are slowly strangling me and everyone like me. I will still be paying on those loans when my only child is ready to go to college. And to this day, I still work two jobs. Many days I wonder why I even bother. Thankfully, my husband doesn't have any student loan debt, but I have to wonder about all those like me who had worked as public servants and never heard of the option of student loan forgiveness. 844-967-2789. Any compassion for this woman? Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir?
Good morning. I have on my computer right now the UW Eau Claire website. My son recently graduated from there. This is a public, quote-unquote, university, supposedly partially supported by the state of Wisconsin. Of course, for sure, in the last dozen years or so since the Republicans took over the state, supports for the costs of the university have gone down and down and down in proportion, certainly to the university's costs itself. In any case, here's what it says. Tuition and fees for 1 year alone, $9,276. If you room on campus, another $5,095. Meals, another $3,700. The total for a UW, for a Wisconsin resident, this is not a non-resident, total for a Wisconsin resident per year for a public university, 18,000 plus. It's very easy to see how a student could go to a public university, not a private university even, but a public school, public university, and end up graduating with
mounds of debt,
or $60,000 in debt. That's exactly right. Now, my son was very lucky. His mother's a lawyer, and I've recently retired as a teacher. So he graduated debt-free because we picked up his cost. But the point is, this is the result of repeated cuts to universities.
Hey, Jack, hang on, yep. Man. Here's what I want you to do. Call back after the break, because we're going to delve a little deeper into this. Because when you say $60,000 worth of debt, student loan debt, you're not talking about the interest. And that's what's hanging people, is not only that debt, but the interest on that debt. Got to go to a break, Jack. You can hang on to either call back, but I want to delve a little bit deeper. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. New York suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman has a court appearance on Long Island today. CBS's Errol Barnett reports.
The investigation into Huerman also continues in Las Vegas, where police are reviewing unsolved cases to see if there's any connection. But under New York State law, Heuermann's DNA cannot be entered into the national database unless he's convicted.
Still 0% containment of California's Mojave Desert fire that's torching Joshua Tree forests in its path. Fire Management's Mark Peebles.
This is a full suppression fire, 100% full suppression. The guys are going after it really, really hard.
The flames being fueled by rapid growth of underbrush from record rainfall. The U.S. women's soccer team lives to play another day at the World Cup in New Zealand. Forward Alex Morgan.
We're not happy with the performance we put out there, but at the same time, we're moving on.
America avoided upset in a scoreless draw with Portugal. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're still trying to learn more about a visit from the vice president. Kamala Harris is scheduled to stop in Milwaukee and Pleasant Prairie Thursday in appearances connected to broadband funding efforts. The exact locations and roads impacted by the motorcade aren't yet known. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by State Representative Janelle Branchon against Wisconsin's Elections Commission over three military ballots mailed to her house. The judge said the suit should have been directed at Milwaukee's election office instead. The judge did acknowledge a need for the Elections Commission to clarify military ballot handling, but said he lacked the authority to order them to do so. Two guys that robbed a Milwaukee bank yesterday got away but didn't get far. About $10,000 was recovered after the afternoon heist at the U.S. Bank near 54th and Congress in Milwaukee. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm talking about this poor woman who has worked her entire life, adult life, in going to colleges to in different career paths to better her life. She finally got into a position as an emergency room nurse where she's making an awful lot of money. But she continues to struggle. She can't seem to get off and under the interest of the debt that she's accrued and becoming a, emergency room nurse and the debts that she's piled up. Jack, you were saying what, sir? Well, Jack, let me ask you this.
Well,
do you have any compassion for a person such as this woman?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we need to support education in this modern world. We need to support education for those people who really want to improve their lives. That's the big thing. When Bernie Sanders was running for president, he proposed what he called, I think, a college for all program, which would mean anyone that was qualified. And he estimated the cost of that at the time, this was only a few years ago now, at $40 billion for the entire program. And when the defense budget, defense budget came through, something like $49 billion that the Pentagon and the president never asked for was added to the budget that was never asked for. We've got the money. We just simply have to support our public colleges and universities. The biggest problem, two problems that I have, is problem number one, you cannot get out from under the interest. That is to say, once you're locked into a loan, you can't transfer that loan and get a lower interest rate. When I was bought my house, I financed.
You could refinance.
Yeah, it was around 4%, and then I refied it when the loan prices went down, and it ended up at about 3, I think. You can't do that with a college loan. The other problem with a private one, anyway. The other problem with that is you cannot discharge the debt ever, and that means that you can't declare bankruptcy and get out from under that debt. You come out of bankruptcy, you still owe all that money plus any interest while you're in bankruptcy. I think we all know the case of a certain billionaire who has declared bankruptcy something like 7 times. And he's managed to get out from under his debt. But if you try to improve yourself by going to college and you take out a private loan, you cannot get out.
Hey, Jack, hang on a second. Let's bring CJ on. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Thank you, Earl. I have compassion, and I'd like to congratulate her for paying off the loan that she signed up for. Why you think people who don't put their name on the document for someone promising to pay it back, we should have to pay their loans back is disgusting to me. And thank God the Supreme Court saw it the same way. What do you think is going to happen to the cost of college and for the universities if they have to eat that? Who's going to pay it? The taxpayers. And what do you think is going to happen to the cost of tuition when you forgive these loans, when people promise to pay them back? The cost is going to skyrocket. Our kids, a newborn baby today already owes $95,000 to the federal government. And you and your callers that condone this student loan forgiveness makes me want to yak, because we're supposed to teach our kids responsibility. And yes, half our kids can't read and write at their own grade level right now. And you want to condone people signing their names to loans and someone else pay for them. What are you teaching our kids?
So let me ask you, and then Jack and Calvin, I see you want to weigh in. So why is it that we have set up a trap in this nation when other nations comparable to the United States, higher education is free? And yet we have a system that traps them once they're attempting to – everybody's not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And so the majority of the American people aren't. And so they try to better themselves, position themselves to be able to live a better life. You heard Jack say that you can't refinance that loan. Why is that? You ever ask the question why?
Maybe they should read the contract.
No, now. It's not.
Maybe they should know what they're signing. And the government, everybody's looking for the government to solve their problems. And you know what? You have a caller that says, every day we are the government. Well, you know what? We're going to have to pay that back. And we already owe an exorbitant amount of money.
CJ, you're not the only American, right? So I'm an American as well. That's your opinion on it. I have my opinion on it. Okay. And there are others who have their opinions on it. And so we don't accept an absolutism that what the government does in trapping people into this kind of debt is okay. There's some of us who don't think that's okay. Jack, you want to respond quickly and then we'll.
Well, I'll give it a shot. The bottom line to all this is, A, we have the money. We're just giving it away to defense contractors at this point, because that's money, that's $40 billion plus is money that we've decided to spend. So we could spend it for something else. We could spend it for educating our public. The other half of it is, yeah, but you have to pay it back. And so should the billionaires that manage to declare bankruptcy. They signed up for for whatever those loans were. Why don't they have to pay them back? The answer is we have laws that allow you to not give away your entire life, and you can declare bankruptcy and start over again. But you can't do that with student loans. So the money's there, and there are no other alternatives for these students.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Calvin, you wanted to weigh in before we go to the next caller.
Well, I just wanted to attack CJ's logic a little bit about how he keeps bringing up that test scores are terrible, the worst they've ever been in our public schools. And he keeps trying to point that as a failing of our public school systems, and that COVID, the kids being at home at COVID, proved that the tests that kids weren't being taught. And I just want to attack that logic by saying, if kids were being taught better at home than they are in schools, wouldn't have the test scores gone up during COVID? Like, I think to me, that's clear evidence that kids need to be in schools and our schools are succeeding because our test scores fell when kids were out of schools.
All right. CJ, go ahead.
We found out what kids were being taught and what they weren't being taught.
Yeah, but now they're failing on their tests, CJ. So how does that make any sense? That was my point. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe if we were worrying about teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic and not social crap like buying.
They failed to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic when they were at home.
One at a time. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Calvin. You want to talk over.
Yeah, I do want to talk over you because you're spewing nonsense. It doesn't make any sense what you're saying. If they were only learning social crap at school, why did the test scores fall when they weren't at school? Excuse me.
Why did the test scores? We're talking about little kids. Parents found out what the curriculum was and wasn't. And we found out that kids weren't learning to read and write.
Okay, as always, CJ, you've taken the subject somewhere else. Okay, how we got on talking about little kids when we're talking about the debt that people have accrued with student loans is at the root of why, you know, people have trouble having you on the line. You changed the subject. That's not what we're talking about.
Back because she paid her loan? Should she be paid back?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about student forgiveness loans. Should the woman that worked hard and pay it back, should she be refunded? She did her job. She fulfilled her
Make no mistake. What she is saying is, after paying $125,000 worth of student loans, she still struggles and is struggling with an anvil around her neck to continue to pay the loans that she's continued to pay. The question is, why does it cost so much? And why does the cost of education in this society, the cost of it continue to go through the roof? That's the issue.
You want to see it go up exponentially, you do what you want to do and buy votes and forgive loans. That's what it's all about.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom Pamela. Good morning to you, Tom, quickly.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And CJ, that includes you, because I actually believe in a community of people actually forming the government rather than, where everything is selfish. It's exactly what Calvin said about the test scores and everything like that, how they went down. Here's the thing. We cannot have two systems. We cannot have a private system and a public system, and for we the people's tax dollars to go to the systems. Public schools are open to everyone. Public schools are exactly what we need to do is strengthen our public schools.
I know, but Tom, what CJ has done is, again, usurped the conversation. The conversation wasn't about public and private. It was about the fact that a woman had spent all of this time trying to better herself and wound up in mounds of debt because she wasn't blessed with a benefactor who could pay her way through college. And so she's changed three career paths to finally get to one where she could make money, and yet she's now struggling because she has to pay back all of that debt. Even though she's already paid back $125,000, she is saddled with ever mounting debt because of the interest that has accrued on the student debt. That's why dealing with CJ is, fool's gold. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you a really quick story. I have a friend who's a spinal surgeon. New kid comes out of college or out of being, his degree was being a spine surgeon. He has seen 40 patients a day just so he can get his student loans paid off. Not my friend, but my friend who actually is looking over this kid.
Right.
This kid is not in it for the healing. And what we need, and talk about return on investment, we need these educations paid for by we the people so we actually can get a return on investment instead of seeing a doctor for 2 minutes and then they walk out, or having four different specialty doctors. We need an old-fashioned, regular doctor that actually knows your whole body and all that stuff. This is ridiculous. If you are a person that believes in business, if you are a person that believes in the return on investment.
Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court document.
documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples. Some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions. And showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 64. Daytime highs approaching 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, call it number one. We got a four-pack for you for Wisconsin State Fair, which is opening this Thursday. Call it number one. Four-pack of tickets for Wisconsin State Fair. Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Did a double dip here, but Earl, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out to Tom, there's something called the 1996 Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, where people that are illegally in the country are getting in-state tuition in the state of California. My cousin, who just recently moved to San Diego, has to pay out-of-state tuition in the state of California, even though she's an American citizen. So the point is, she's paying like quadruple the amount for going to California for being she moved from Maryland, okay? And she's going to school in San Diego. But a person that illegally came over, California offers in-state tuition to people that are not legally in this country. And there's 18 states to do that, and some of them are Republican. And that's a huge problem. I have a problem with that. And we talk about the costs. Well, why are we charging American citizens so much more for out-of-state tuition, and yet people are coming into the country illegally?
They can pay in-state tuition. Hey, David, you can't.
I'm just asking. I know, but
you guys always change the subject, man. You know, the subject again is, does it make sense for people to put themselves in such a hole for trying to better themselves? And the fact that a system, if you want to talk about the system, something wrong with the system, the fact that you can't refinance your student loans is a bigger issue than the one you just brought up. But yet you want to address that part of the conversation. You guys want to change the subject to something else. Does it make sense that we have laws that won't permit people to refinance their student loans? No, it doesn't make sense. We want to make sure that we put this noose around their necks. And all they did was try to improve their lot in life. They weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouths. But we got a system that's wrong. Why can't we admit that, David?
Earl, can I respond to this?
Yes.
So I want you to take a look at the article from the Washington Examiner.
I don't care about the Washington Examiner.
Okay. So when we had the Affordable Care Act, when it was passed, otherwise known as Obamacare, that was they actually nationalized all student loans. It went under the federal government. It was never done that way before, prior. As soon as that was done, the federal government is the one that took over all the student loans, basically, as far as that was supposed to.
So, David, in the end, what you are going to be saying is that the federal government nationalized the loans and then will not allow them to be refinanced. Whether it's done under Barack Obama or whoever it's done under, it's not right.
Nationalized is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. You're saying, well, the Democrats did it. I don't care who did it. It's not right.
We need to go back to pre-nationalized student loans.
Hey, David, the bottom line is it right or wrong that people can't refinance the student loans?
It's wrong.
Okay, so that's the point. It should be fixed.
You can't do that because it's under a federal law now. We need to
Federal law. Federal laws can be changed. They're changed all the time.
But in this case, it hasn't been.
I know that's
and
the
that's
point.
What people have to realize,
Dave.
I'm just telling you that is something that should be talked about. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Hey, Dave.
That when the Affordable Care Act was passed, it was nationalizing student loans. They were connected.
Let me say this to you, David, because even if that's the case, we do know that in order for the Affordable Care Act to be passed, there were all sorts of caveats added to it. It wasn't a clean bill, like none of them are. So let's stop acting like this was something that was included because Democrats wanted to do it. There were all of these other add-ons in order to get that bill passed. Is that true or not? And this was probably one that was forced into the bill.
This is the problem, Earl. It sounded good in the beginning, didn't it? But now we're paying the piper all these years later.
Well, no, hey Dave.
That's the point.
Hey, Dave, no.
That's the point.
Well, that's your point, Dave. That's your point. Again, the fact of the matter is part of why people are suffering with these student loan debts is the fact that they can't refinance them ever. And that's not right. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. And when you don't have compassion for people who have been suckered or taken advantage of, well, you know, they got some terms that they can call you at, but, you know, I'm not that kind of a person. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. See you later. We'll be right back.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.